would like to congratulate a good friend of ours for a monumental milestone. Ladies and gentlemen, your Grand Marshal for the 2016, we're in 2016, right?
Yeah. Yes.
The 2016 St. Pete Pride Parade. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the studio. He is Miguel from Hot 101.5.
Yay! So excited!
All right.
How long have you known about this, Miguel?
Actually, I just found out last night.
Wow.
They had a kickoff party at Enigma in downtown St. Pete.
Yeah.
And I walked in and I was really tired and I'm sick a little bit. And I was like, if I don't win this, I'm going to burn this place down.
So then they welcome everybody there, and they make the announcement that they've chosen the Grand Marshal for the Pride Parade.
Well, first, they had a Publix cater, and so I had a boneless buffalo wing first.
First you got full.
I got full, so that kind of settled me a little bit.
Good.
And then they got on stage, and they did some announcements and did, like, the kickoff video for Pride, which is amazing.
Right.
And then they started to announce it, and I was like, I swear, I'm going to knock over some liquor bottles if they don't call my name.
And they called it.
I was so excited.
I couldn't be happier for you. You know we supported you. Did they tell you how close of a margin of victory it was?
I know. I'm not supposed to say this because I kept pestering them because, you know, it's supposed to be, all right, we had 6 people nominated and 3 people won, so that's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, as a competitor, I was like, well, where did I place
of course.
In that 3? I need to know. I was first place.
Yeah.
I was first place. So,
did you give a speech last night?
I did. I wasn't prepared for it.
Oh.
But they had me get up there and they were like, Miguel Fuller. And they clapped and they played a really cool video where they talked about my bio, like what I've done in the community. And then the person announced my name and they handed me the microphone. And I was like, oh, okay. Oh,
speech time.
Got to give a speech. Okay. So luckily, you know, because we do radio,
right.
I was able to rattle off some things that I don't know if it made any sense. But.
Well, that is fantastic. We have Miguel Fuller from Hot 101.5 in the studio with us. He won the honor to be the Grand Marshal of the St. Pete Pride Parade.
I have some gay moles that were there last night, and I heard that you did not thank Drew Garabo live during your speech. Is that true?
What?
This is what my gay moles are telling me.
What? Is that true, Miguel?
Those blasphemous gay moles.
Damn them. Damn them to hell.
That is true. I'm sorry. I did not. Well, I was so shocked and hungry and sick that I forgot. But please know that I did bring a gift for one Mr. Drew Garabo.
Should I bend over to receive it?
Yes, actually.
Okay.
Actually, this will require you to disrobe.
Okay. Not a problem.
I love how there's no, like, no.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't want to do that. Why? What do
I have a tank top, which is, I believe, this is a small. And it says, everyone's a little gay.
Oh, that's great. Throw it on over.
Everyone's a little gay.
Are you going to wear that for the rest of the show?
I got to really work on my arms.
No. It's the least you can do, Garabo.
You don't need good arms to be a little gay. That's
exactly.
Everyone's a little gay.
It says Miguel's day.
All right.
Exactly.
All right. Sorry, everybody, that you have to look at
that. Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look at those nipples.
You like that chest hair?
Oh, I love it. Them nipples, girl. Everyone's a little gay.
Man, I'm going to wear the hell out of this. This thing's so great.
There's no way not to look gay when you wear that.
No, this is so awesome. Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Miguel.
You know what I'm actually really impressed about?
Tell me.
Is that here? Can you stand up real quick?
I guess so.
Just stand up. Hold on.
All right.
I'm really impressed because that fits you really well.
I'm a small.
Because I've tried it on and I almost busted the shirt off. And so, but my boyfriend, who's 5'2", like 140 pounds, it fits him like a glove. I thought it was going to be a little snug on you, but it looks perfect, Drew.
Thank you.
How many people tried the shirt on before you gave it to Drew?
Just 2, that's all. And are you sucking in?
No, it's my gut.
Like, oh, wow, I'm very impressed. And your nipples look delectable. They are just poking through, girl.
All right, Drew, I need you to stand up. I'm about to break Twitter when I post this. You want to? Oh, yeah. Oh, man. People who hate you are going to have a field day with this.
Hold on. Let me get this on my Snapchat here. Yes, Drew. Work them nipples, girl.
So, We want to see if Miguel is going to live up to some of his campaign promises.
What will you do for Drew Garabo Live should you be named 2016 Grand Marshal of the St. Pete Pride Parade, Miguel?
I would actually...
St. Pete Pride Parade, Miguel.
There we go. I would actually ask you all to walk with me in the parade.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
I would, because what I've learned in doing some research on the Grand Marshal is you get a car that you get to, you know, be in, like in most parades, and then you have people walk with you. And so if I do win, I haven't told my mom this, but I want to ask her to ride in the car with me. And then I would have, like, my boyfriend and, like, some of my friends walk alongside the car with me. And I would love to have everyone on Drew Garabo Live walk with me in the St. Pete Pride Parade.
So.
Yes.
So.
Yes. So. Are y'all going to live up to it? Because I'm ready.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I'll wear this shirt.
Yeah, I love it.
Absolutely. When is the parade?
June 25th.
So I got, like, a month and a half, or 2 months to really kind of work my arms a little bit.
I actually, on my show, The Miguel Show on Hot 101.5, 6 to 10 a.m., Holly, when I announced this morning that I won, Holly felt, I'm getting nervous because I can't believe I'm actually, like, saying this out loud on another radio station. She's keeping my feet to the fire with another sort of campaign promise that I put out there.
Which is?
That I said I would lose 30 pounds by June 25th. Why are you laughing at me, SBK?
You were just talking to me about double cheeseburgers in the hallway.
So I'm also going to keep to that promise. And I am coming up with a consequence of if I don't reach that goal that I'll have to, and I'll reveal that tomorrow at 7:20 on The Miguel Show.
Oh,
wow.
I was going to say, well, you already have it figured out, but maybe if you don't lose the 30 pounds by the time the parade rolls around, you have to walk the whole parade and you don't get to drive around in that convertible.
Oh, girl. There's your 30 right there.
I'm going to sit in that damn car. I'm not walking. It's too high.
So
it is too high.
How many people can you have in your posse that day? Is it unlimited or is it?
I have to find that out. Because yesterday when the news was released, I had friends I hadn't spoken to in about 5 years say, "You got room in your apartment? Yeah. I want to come down and walk with you." And I'm like, oh, damn, I need to find out how many people can be. I'm sure it's unlimited.
You need a big old juicy posse.
Yeah, that's what you want, a big, fat, sloppy, juicy posse.
I do, just all over the streets of St. Pete.
Yeah.
So I want to get some T-shirts made. So if you have like a T-shirt sponsor or a T-shirt maker, let me know because I want to get some T-shirts designed and made for everyone walking with hashtag Team Miguel.
Can we have sleeves on our shirts?
It has to be sleeveless.
Oh, good. Sorry, God. Bro.
Come on. And listen, we're going to be a fit group. We're all going to look good for this.
No, I'm sexy, but Phoebe's going to have to shave my arms and my shoulders and my back. It's a whole thing for her. Poor her.
It's fine. It's just once a year, though. Okay.
Poor
it's
her.
Just once a year. It's pride.
Poor her.
But no, you don't have to because you can represent the Bears.
No,
Seth.
I want to be an otter. I don't want to be a bear. I don't want to be a bear.
Oh, this is so awesome.
What's Garabo? Is Garabo a wolf or an otter with it now that he's got the tank top on?
He's like borderline like otter, silver fox because he has that silver. No, that silver is real good. Because that's Anderson Cooper. And if you've ever looked at him shirtless.
I have a lot. Oh, he's got that good dude is just chiseled.
He really is. It's disgusting.
He's
sometimes.
Diesel.
And his nipples are very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, some nice nips. Yeah. Well, congratulations, man. We could not be happier for you. I was very touched that you would choose to share with us what you did the last time you were on. They could not have picked a better Grand Marshal for the Pride Parade. We are honored to be on Team Miguel. And I have a couple of months to start building up these horrible arms that are looking awful on Bone TV.
You going to start lifting?
Yeah. What I do is I have a chin-up bar and I have some free weights in my house. All it's going to take is devoting like 15 minutes every day. I'll do some push-ups here, and I can get these things looking okay by then. I mean, I've still got some of the definition right there.
We
got
to work on that tan, though.
But yeah, I do have to start getting out outdoors.
You got that farmer's tan.
Yeah, I know. I play golf.
Girl, come on.
Sorry. Miguel, what do you think about those Drew Garabo arms? Do you think he could, carve those up a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just a little bit of push-ups and some pull-ups. You'll definitely get some definition there.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for. All right, I'll do it. Thank you for letting us be part of Team Miguel. This is so awesome. Miguel.
All right.
And thank you to everyone in the LOD Nation for voting and taking time out of your busy schedules. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, we wouldn't have done it if you weren't such a great guy. You are certainly a guy that we can get behind at Grand Marshal. And congratulations to you, my man. We are super, super happy for you.
Congrats.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Ms. Catherine Hiller. Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Hi, Seth. I'm fine. I've had quite a year.
since last 420.
Well, what's been going on in these last 365 days, Catherine?
Well, I used to be basically a quiet novelist and an editor working alone in my study. But 1 year ago, on 420, Heliotrope Books published my book called Just Say Yes, a Marijuana Memoir. And the New York Times did a profile about me. And so I became known to the cannabis world. And it's been very thrilling because I've been asked to write and to advocate. And here I've had a much more public life than the life I used to live.
Oh, well, good. And you're not someone who shies away from the spotlight, Ms. Hiller?
Apparently not, no. I don't think anyone who writes a memoir has any right to say I'm shy, you know?
That's a great point. You have smoked weed last year every day for the last 50 years. Is that still the case?
Oh, it's been even more now. It's deplorable because I'm so much in this world. I mean, it's constantly, you know, so many emails I receive are one way or another about it. The subject is exploding. Every major newspaper is following it closely. So what with it sort of all around me as a subject, it's only led me to smoke a little bit more than I used to. And I keep thinking, well, this is going to stop soon. And it may indeed stop soon, but...
But not yet.
No, certainly on 420, it's not going to stop.
No. I mean, today would be a horrible day to stop smoking weed, Catherine. There's no doubt about that. When was your first bowl of the day, and what is your preferred apparatus that you use to smoke with, Catherine?
Well, usually I wait until the late afternoon, but today I smoked a little earlier before lunch, and what I like to do is, I'm so old-fashioned and boring. I just roll a joint, you know. I tap it out into the paper, and I roll it up, and I suck it in.
Yeah.
That's my preferred method.
All right.
However, I must say that lately, since I've been smoking better grass, someone is giggling in the background there.
Yes.
Since I'm smoking better grass, I'm smoking fewer tokes per time.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Did your dealer get better grass, or are you using the same dealer still?
Different dealer.
You upgraded.
Different dealer. Yeah, I did. I had to. First of all, people were giving me such grief about Mexican grass and the cartels, and it was like my ounce a month or something was supporting this vast criminal empire. But I decided, okay, you smoke something else, something better, and I am.
Well, good for you. Can you tell the difference in your high between the regs that you were smoking and the high grade marijuana you're smoking now, Catherine?
Yes, indeed. There really is a difference. It's, first of all, now I need to smoke so much less, so two or three tokes will do it, but it doesn't last as long.
Oh.
But I'm also more alert. You know that Mexican grass, it sort of has quite a body thing, so I would get quite tired. My book often alludes to my fatigue and so tired and so on.
Mm.
I have less of that fatigue now that I've upgraded, so I'm glad I did.
Well, that's good. The book she speaks of can be ordered at marijuanamemoir.com. It's called Just Say Yes. Question for Catherine Hiller.
Catherine, I can't remember if we asked you this question last time. Have you ever smoked grass with your kids?
Yes, my children, you know, are in their 30s and 40s, so I don't want you to think about, you know, I'm here in the nursery school with them. No, they are functioning, well, high-functioning adults doing really important things in their lives.
Sure.
I'm so proud of them. So, yeah, on occasion I do. My oldest one, who's a therapist, is, quote, enjoying his sobriety right now. So, you know, we don't smoke together right now.
Are you disappointed in him that he's sober?
No, not at all.
That's good.
Not at all. It's hardly an emotional decision that ties him to me or not. I mean, you know, he smoked in the past, and maybe he will in the future, maybe not. But my younger two sons do smoke, and, it's fun to smoke with them. Sure, you know, the usual reasons there.
Absolutely.
Whimsical, you know, It's a nice thing we share.
Sure.
But we share many nice things. We like to cook together. We like to kayak together, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And some of those things, of course, are enhanced by the herb.
Of course they are. We're speaking with Catherine Hiller, author and marijuana advocate. Just Say Yes, a marijuana memoir at marijuanamemoir.com.
Let me say, for those of you who use Amazon, it's certainly there too. So that might be fewer clicks direct from Amazon.
I like fewer clicks in my life. In the last year or so, we've seen medical marijuana legalized in so many states, including Pennsylvania, the most recent one, 24 of them now. What do you think the chances are here in Florida? We had it on the ballot last time. It failed miserably. We're looking to get it this time in November. Do you think we've got a chance down here? And talk to our older members of the audience who might be listening, who have that stigma of the demon weed, the devil's lettuce, and tell them why they need to vote yes on Amendment 2, please.
Well, they need to vote yes on Amendment 2. I mean, they really do, because over the last year I've become so aware of this wide, wide range of ailments that marijuana seems to help, from epilepsy to irritable bowel syndrome to cancer. I mean, it does seem to be, you know, there are significant, and to say nothing of helping with chemotherapy. So I would say that there are huge medical reasons to at least study it with humans. It's very difficult. It's been illegal. It's been very difficult to study. When they have studied it, it's only been in terms of abuse. So the one very good study that was done in the early, I think around 2008, it was how much cannabis harms the lungs. They were allowed to do that because it was a harm study. But they discovered, in fact, that they were really surprised that not only did it not harm, but they found that the heaviest marijuana users seemed to have a little protective effect and got fewer lung ailments than the general population. So that's a stunning thing right there.
Sure.
It's so counterintuitive. You think something sucking into your lungs, oh my God, how bad that is for you. But actually, even in terms of opening your airways, it may be good for you. And in the early part of the last century, they used to use marijuana cigarettes for asthmatics because it helped them breathe better.
Oh, goodness.
So there's a sort of forbidden history of cannabis that's being resurrected now, and it's terribly exciting. About the stigma?
Yeah.
Yes, this was, what can I say? I mean, the whole purpose of my life right now is to try to remove the stigma by saying how many professional people who are living, you know, very admirable lives also make marijuana part of their life.
Sure.
So I think that, you know, as many people as can should come out. I mean, I'm very lucky that I'm a freelance writer of a certain age. So, you know, I'm not really worried about how this could potentially impact my future. And if anybody else is in such a situation, an artist or whatever, it's good that you speak out and say, yes, I smoke or I use cannabis as part of my life, and it's only made it better.
Right on, Catherine. Nikki, over there on Mike 6, Nikki does not smoke a lot of marijuana, if at all, and she's very, very high-strung.
And she hates the grass.
And she does hate the grass, and she's very high-strung and very uptight about a lot of things.
Irritable.
Very irritable. She lashes out at us. She cries. Nikki, have you heard what Catherine has had to say, and does she make you a little closer to being less uptight by smoking the marijuana?
Maybe, but see, I don't know. I understand why you're pro it for it, but why specifically should I smoke it? Like, how is it going to help my irritability and stuff like that?
Well, it may not. You have to try it. Give it a shot. You know, I would say, since there's no harm, I mean, you're never going to OD or anything like that on this. You know, smoke.
I've heard stories. Catherine, I've heard stories in the news.
Listen to your Uncle Seth. There's
no propaganda.
No stories. You'll be good. It's just the propaganda by the government. Smoke.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm not, listen, it's not for everyone, but, you know, maybe wine is better for you, you know, or maybe a pharmaceutical, though that would be my very last choice, because every pharmaceutical has a side effect. Alcohol harms your liver. It doesn't seem to me that grass harms any part of you, so certainly it's safe. Is it agreeable for everybody? No. Some people just don't like it, just like, you know, I really can't drink enough to get drunk and enjoy it. It doesn't work for me. So, you know, we're all different here, Nikki, but if you've gotten to your age without smoking it, I think you ought to give it a try. Nothing terrible will happen.
Yeah.
It just really makes me tired and want to eat more.
What's wrong with sleeping and eating?
It does do that. It does do that. I won't deny it. It will make you want to eat more, but that's exquisite. I had this avocado for lunch. I mean, I almost never smoked before lunch, but it was 420, so right.
Sure.
And I had this avocado. Man, it was the best. The most intense and richly flavored. I was, oh my goodness, I'm going to eat avocados all the time.
It's a superfood. They're very good for you. Yes, a question, final question for Catherine Hiller.
Catherine, Setha, the host of the show, he likes to smoke grass every now and again, and then he likes to just sink into a nice bubble bath. What's your favorite thing to do when you're smoking the grass?
You're Seth. I'm Drew.
I really love to write fiction when I'm stoned. You know, I'm primarily a novelist, and it makes me so cozy, and it makes me confident. And I don't know. That's perhaps my very favorite thing to do. Of course, I like to eat. Most things that are outdoors and warm, I enjoy, you know, being stoned for. So yeah. On a beautiful beach, that's a lovely place to do it.
Sure.
You know.
All right. Well, Catherine, listen, it's been a pleasure speaking with you as always.
Lots of fun.
We hope everyone checks out your book at marijuanamemoir.com. Just Say Yes, a marijuana memoir. Catherine Hiller, author, marijuana advocate. It was a pleasure to speak to you at 68. Pleasure to 69 with you. And we look forward to your next birthday at 70 years old.
That'll be cool. That'll be wonderful. Yeah.
We'll celebrate your groovy 70th birthday. Thank you so much. On behalf of all of us here at Seth Kushner Live, I appreciate it. And we look forward to speaking to you next year.
Thank you so much, Seth. This was really a lot of fun.
Thank you. Take it easy, okay?
Okie doke. Bye-bye.
What the frick, dude? My name is Drew Garabo.
What? Come on, she's 69. She's smoking the grass. Give her a free pass.
It's like her only misstep. The entire, I think she did great.
Worst misstep she could. Man, shove an avocado in her face.
She loves the avocados.